Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my fine wife, Beth, on this marvelous Monday.
That is it. And we are going to have a do not fear scripture from Zephaniah. Zephaniah 3:16. He was actually related to Hezekiah. On that day, they will say to Jerusalem, do not fear, Zion. Do not let your hands hang limp. So on this marvelous Monday, do not let your hands hang limp. Be prepared by the power of his might and go do it.
We're going to talk about today's call. 10 reasons to be ready to read. Read is the first four letters of ready. When we read his word, we're ready to understand that you're a child of God and a joint heir with Christ.
That's right.
When you read his word, you're ready to understand why you need to be born again. When you read his word, you're ready to know what God wants you, why he wants you to prosper and be in health as your soul prospers.
That's it.
When you read his word, you're ready to understand that God not only forgives your past sins, hallelujah, he forgets them as well.
That's it.
Glory to God. When you read his word, you're ready to experience a good life that God designed for you. When you read his word, you're ready to defeat every attack of the enemy. When you read his word, you're ready to fulfill his plan for your life. God's word contains the answers to every question you'll ever have. Plus, it gives you the necessary instructions for living the good life. If your owner's manual, and it explains in great detail how to act and react to every problem that could possibly come your way. Let us quickly point out that enemy would like nothing better than choosing you choosing not to read, especially the Word of God. The devil is the author of illiteracy. He does not want people reading the Bible. Every time you say you don't like to read, the sound you hear is the devil clapping for you. I remember speaking in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, a number of years ago. You were with me, honey.
A long time ago.
I was encouraging everyone to read whatever date of the month it was, the corresponding chapter in the book of Proverbs. For instance, on the first day of the month, you'd read the first chapter of Proverbs. 25th day of the month, you'd read the 25th chapter of Proverbs. After the meeting, a young man walked up to me and said, I don't like reading. What do you think about that? I said, well, the first thing you need to do is stop saying that you don't like to read. I asked him if he commuted to work, and he said yes, about 30 miles each way, 5 days a week. I asked him what he listened to. He said, some gospel music. When I asked him what else he listens to, he reluctantly admitted that he listens to hip-hop. He said, what do you think about that? I smiled and said, I think you need to hop off it. There was another guy standing there who asked me what I thought of country music. I told him that if you played your song backwards, you'd have a happy ending. The man would get his dog back, his truck back, and his wife back. Summarizing, if you don't like to read at the moment, stop saying it. Begin listening to anointed teaching during your commute. If you listen to the right teaching every day, like those found on the Debt Free Army website, you'll soon discover that you'll have a newfound desire to read. In searching the scriptures, we found the word read in the King James Version of the Bible, total of 66 times. Now let's talk about a journey through the Word to discover what the Word has to say about reading.
First, when you read the Word of God, your first response, the right response, is to do what the Lord is instructing you to do in it. Exodus 24:7, New International Version says, then he took the book of the covenant and read it to the people. They responded, we will do everything the Lord has said. We will obey. Second, you should read the word of God every day, not just when you have a need or face an emergency, but have it inside you every day before you ever go out that door. Deuteronomy 17, verses 19 and 20. Deuteronomy 17, verses 19 and 20 in the Living Bible says, that copy of the law shall be his constant companion. He must read from it every day of his life so that he will learn to respect the Lord his God by obeying all his commands. And third, reading the word isn't just something you do in private. You should share your experience with those close around you, particularly family. What have you learned? How's it impacted your life? And how can it change theirs?
That's good.
Joshua 8, 34 and 35. Joshua 8, 34 and 35 in the Living Bible says, Joshua then read to them all of the statements of blessings and cursings that Moses had written in the book of God's laws. Every commandment Moses had ever given was read before the entire assembly, including the women and children and the foreigners who lived among the Israelites. And fourth, reading the word will help you avoid consequences faced by others. 2 Kings 22. 2 Kings 22, verses 15 through 20 in the Living Bible says, tell the man who sent you to me that I'm going to destroy this city and its people, just as I stated in that book you read. For the people of Judah have thrown me aside and have worshipped other gods and have made me very angry, and my anger can't be stopped. But because you were sorry and concerned and humbled yourself before the Lord when you read the book and its warnings that this land would be cursed and become desolate, and because you have torn your clothing and wept before me in contrition, I will listen to your plea. The death of this nation will not occur until after you die. You will not see the evil that I will bring upon this place.
Wow.
Fifth, reading the word will tell you what to do when you're hungry. Can you believe that? There are seasons when people need help, like food stamps or free food from the church pantry or a neighbor. But those measures should be temporary, because the permanent solution is found in Scripture. Matthew 12:3, New Living Translation. Jesus said to them, haven't you read the Scriptures, what David did when he and his companions were hungry? They ate the showbread from the priest.
Yes, they did.
They were allowed to.
We just saw that on The Chosen.
Yes, yes, we did. All right. Sixth, reading was so important to Jesus that he continually was asking people if they had not read the word. Like in Matthew 22:31, have you not read that which was spoken unto you by God, saying, you know, back in that day, they memorized Scripture, so they knew what it was that he was talking about. That's what they were supposed to be doing. And Mark 12:10 says, and have you not read this Scripture? And Mark 12:26 says, have you not read the book of Moses? There were many, many things that they learned because they memorized and knew what it was that God was teaching. Seventh, reading even the letters of the apostles, disciples, and leaders brought encouragement, much like reading good Christian books does the same thing for us today. We encourage ourselves. Acts 15:31, Classic Amplified Bible says, and when they had read it, the people rejoiced at the consolation and encouragement it brought them.
Wow. Eighth, reading will provide you insight and understanding on his plans for you. Ephesians 3:4. As you read what I've written, you'll understand my insight into this plan regarding Christ. Ninth, if you don't know how to read or don't, God's not happy with you. Plus, a failure to read simply empowers the enemy's attacks in your life. Isaiah 29:11-13. New Living Translation. All the future events in this vision are like a sealed book to them. When you give it to those who can read, they'll say, we can't read it because it's sealed. When you give it to those who cannot read, they'll say, we don't know how to read. And the Lord says, these people say, they are mine. They honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. And their worship of me is nothing but man-made rules by rote. We have a piece of free advice for everyone who says, I don't like to read. Stop saying it.
That's it.
Stop saying it. Tenth, the only way you will ever be ready for the experience of power of God is by reading His Word. Mm-hmm. Matthew 22:29. This is a powerful scripture. Jesus replied, "Your mistake is that you don't know the scriptures and you don't know the power of God."
Mm.
How do you change that?
You read the Word.
Amen.
And let me say this too, just to add it in. You know, you might think, well, I do read and I do study, and sometimes I just don't feel equipped. Well, you know why? Because you're always going to another level. And when you get there, our thing is not to know and be, you know, walk around with a puffed out chest like we just know everything. Because you know what? We're not going to. We're going to go from, you know, one level to the next level, which is going to be the power of God. But as he taught me recently, kind of rather matter-of-factly, the point being is that we are always, always, always dependent on the Holy Spirit. And we need to stop and know what he has to say about something. But the word is what prepares us to be able to listen and know. And when doubts and fears come in, then we go, Lord, what do I do now? Because he said he would show us. We're not going to feel like we are always on top of the world, because we are dependent on him in everything
yes.
we do.
Amen. So, get ready to read.
Yes, read and be as prepared as you can, and the Lord will fill in the rest.
Yes, he will. Hallelujah. If you're blessed by the teaching or the ministry, go to haroldherring.com. Click the button that says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.